Okay, we're Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Three lines in the top of the page.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. The first column, okay? Now, before in the Gemara, just to get back over here what we were saying. The Gemara was discussing everybody says if you get killed, you don't pay money. There was an argument in the Gemara before, what happens if somebody committed a sin accidentally, so you don't get killed, but it's a sin that if you did intentionally, you would get killed, and then you have to pay money, do you pay money and get killed or not? And then we learned also if you get Malchus, do you get Malchus and pay, or don't you get Malchus and pay, or all those things that we learned before in the Gemara. So the Gemara said, the Gemara quoted before, and this is what the Gemara is discussing now. Again, we didn't learn for a while. We have to get back into this Gemara, you know, because it's not easy Gemara, but the Yeshiva Lamed Hey Amid Beis. The Yeshiva of Chizkiya brought down a Braisi before. It says like this. It says in the Torah, Maki Adam Umaki Behema. Okay? It says in the Torah like this. Maki Behema, to quote the exact Pasik, Torah says, yeah. Make behema yishalmena. If you kill a behema, you pay. Well, make adam yumas. Okay, I'm just quoting the braisa that the Gemara said before. Chizki brought down the braisa. Pasuk said like this. If you kill an animal, you pay. If you kill a person, you get killed. But in one pasuk, the Torah is likening animals to people. Except that by animals, you pay. And by people, you get killed. So the Gemara said before, just like when you kill an animal, you have to pay, right? There's no difference if you kill the animal accidentally, intentionally, going up, going down. Any way you kill an animal, you have to pay. The same thing, make Adam, that because you get killed for killing a person, any time you kill a person, whether it's accidental, intentional, you don't pay. In other words, in the same passage, the Torah is saying a contrast. You kill an animal, you pay. You kill a person, you don't pay, but you get killed. So we're likening person and animal. Just like an animal, under every circumstance, you have to pay. No matter how you kill it, intentional, accidental, you have to pay. So the contrast by a person is, no matter how you kill a person, you don't pay. Whether you kill them accidentally, intentionally, right? Which means like this. So if somebody, therefore, by accident, killed a person, and meanwhile did something that would obligate him money, so even though he's not going to get killed because he killed the person accidentally, right, he still would not have to pay money. Or a more practical case like we learned before in the Gemara. If somebody desecrates Shabbos, while he's desecrating Shabbos, he ruins somebody's property. Okay? So everybody says, if he was warned, he did it intentionally, he's going to get killed. Because he desecrated Shabbos. Therefore, he doesn't have to pay the damages. So the Gemara, the Chizki is learning up in this Pasuk, so therefore the same din applies, that even if you desecrated Shabbos accidentally, where you're not going to get killed, you still don't have to pay for the damages. And he's learning it out from a biblical source, because we're likening people to animals, but by animals, when you kill them, you pay. By people, you don't pay. Just by animal, there's no difference whether you kill them intentionally or accidentally. You have to pay damages. So by a person, whether you kill them accidentally or intentionally, you don't pay damages, even though you're not getting killed. Okay, this is what the braisa that Chizkiya said before. So now the Gemara is saying like this. Third line from the top of Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Amalei Rav Chiya L'Rava, Rav Chiya said to Rava, according to the braisa we just quoted of Chizkiya, Ma'ki Adam, Umake behema, that we're likening killing a person and killing an animal. Just like killing an animal doesn't matter whether you did it intentional or unintentional, you have to pay. So the same thing, opposite by a person, you never pay. He says, Mimai de Bechel Ksiva. How do you know that this is done only during the weekday. And therefore they cannot distinguish between deliberate and not deliberate. Dilma b'Shabbos ksiv, maybe it's speaking about it was done on Shabbos, meaning the b'behema gufa ika leflugei. You can also differentiate even within an animal. This is very easy, just if you think. No, it's very simple. If somebody kills an animal on Shabbos, killing an animal is one of the 39 melachas. Correct? Now, if somebody comes on Shabbos to your animal, intentionally, and kills your animal, do they have to pay?
According to that price or not?
No, because you're going to get killed. No, I'm saying, even more, if you did it intentionally, yeah, you're going to get killed. Correct? So you're not going to have to pay. You learned, if you get killed, for sure you don't pay. So he says, maybe you can differentiate even within the animal itself, meaning like this. Maybe the Torah means that if you killed the animal intentionally, well, you're going to get killed, then you don't pay money. But if you killed it accidentally, maybe the Torah says you do pay money. Maybe that's what the Torah means. That on Shabbos, if you killed an animal accidentally, you would have to pay. Because according to the Chizkiyah just said, you don't have to pay. If somebody kills it, according to what we just said in Chizkiyah, if somebody kills an animal on Shabbos accidentally, again, accidentally means not by mistake. Accidentally means you know what you're doing, but you didn't know it's not allowed. Right? In other words, a guy comes to an animal and kills it, and he thought you're allowed to kill an animal on Shabbos. Or he forgot it was Shabbos. That's accidental. So what would be, the Gemara says, maybe the Brais is Taka speaking about Shabbos, and the Torah says, anyway, you have to pay. Maka behemi shalmena. Until now, we're saying the Pasuk is speaking during the weekday. Not about Shabbos at all. So therefore, an animal, you kill it, you pay. You kill a person, you don't pay. Right? That was all about the weekday. When you kill an animal, you have to pay. Whether you killed it intentionally, accidentally, not on Shabbos, b'chol. Whether you kill the animal anyway whatsoever, you have to pay. And a person, you don't pay. That's what the Pasuk's saying. Animals, you kill, you pay. Maki adam yumas. You get killed. But you never pay. Whether it's accidental or intentional. Right? So what are we talking about? A weekday. You kill the animal on a weekday. Right? But the Gemara is asking, maybe that Pasuk is speaking on Shabbos. Maybe it's speaking that if I kill an animal on Shabbos accidentally, I pay. Why? Because I'm not going to get killed. I did it accidentally, I'm not going to get killed. So maybe I would have to pay. Chizkiyah said you don't have to pay, right? If you did it accidentally, even though you're not getting killed. But it's a sin that if you did it intentionally, you would get killed. See, when you do it accidentally, you don't get killed. You don't pay. So even if you did it accidentally, you don't have to pay. But maybe the Torah said, Maki Behemi Shamanim. Maybe the Torah says, on Shabbos, if you killed an animal accidentally, maybe it says you do pay. How do you know it's speaking about during the week?
It's talking about the Shabbat is negating the weekdays. You cannot say both.
Yeah, but maybe Shabbos too.
And there's no contradiction.
Huh?
There's no contradiction, no?
But the question is like this. The Gemara is trying to prove a point. Let's understand what the Gemara is trying to do over here. Everybody agrees, if you get killed, you don't pay. Okay? But what happens if you do a sin accidentally? In other words, if you did it intentionally, you would get killed. But you did it accidentally. So you're not getting killed. Do you pay or not? So Chizkiyah says, you don't pay either. Correct? You don't pay. Are you not getting killed? It doesn't matter. Because it's a sin that if you did it intentionally, you would get killed. Correct? So therefore, even though you did it accidentally, you don't get killed. Correct? Yep. Where does he learn it out from? The Gemara's called it before Pasuk. It says, you kill an animal, you pay. You kill a person, you die. Meaning you don't pay. Okay? So Chizkiya said, let's understand that Pasuk. If you kill an animal during the week, you kill an animal, you pay. Accidentally, doesn't matter. So therefore the contrast of that, the opposite of that is, that if you kill a person, intentionally, accidentally, doesn't matter how, you don't pay. You kill an animal, you pay. The Torah says you kill a person, you don't pay. Right? You must mean you get killed, but you don't pay. So if the animal, when you pay, is what doesn't matter if it's accidental, intentional, you pay. So a person where you don't pay is under any circumstances. Accidental, intentional, even though you're not going to get killed, but you don't pay. Correct? That's what the Chizki learned from the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, yeah, but maybe that Pasuk is speaking on Shabbos. That you killed an animal on Shabbos. So if you did it intentionally, obviously you're going to get killed. Because you desecrated Shabbos by killing an animal. And you don't pay. But the Torah says, Maka behema yishalmena. If you kill an animal, you do pay. Maybe it's just accidentally. Then what do we see? That if you did it accidentally, you do pay. Which contradicts Chizkiya. In other words, Chizkiya is learning out from this pasuk that if you kill, if even an accidental sin, you don't pay. But the Gemara says, but maybe not. Maybe that's not what the pasuk is teaching us. Maybe the pasuk is teaching us this din is on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, intentionally, you're going to get killed, you don't pay. But accidentally, maybe you do pay. So that so to speak, destroys his whole premise. That's what the Gemara says.
What if you kill an insect?
You're not allowed to either.
You can't kill an insect?
No, unless if it's going to, the dangerous insect. If a lion's roaring at you, you're allowed to kill it. I mean, if you're able to.
No, really, if you walk inadvertently.
No, inadvertently doesn't matter. We're talking about intentionally killing an animal.
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos. You shouldn't kill an animal during the week either. Yeah, unless it's bothering you. It's time to kill bugs. Walking around the street looking for ants to kill them, you're not allowed to.
No, what about snails?
What for?
Snails.
They don't bother anybody.
Wait, hold on a minute. You're not allowed to have, like, snail baits in your house during the week?
You could. Okay, let's stay back to the Gemara. So Gemara said, Leisal Kodai, that doesn't make sense. Why? The Chsivit says like this. Maka behemei shalmena, right? If you kill an animal, you pay. Maki adam yumas. You kill a person, you get killed. So Gemara says, 1 minute, what's the case? You want to tell me it's about Shabbos? What's the case? Was the guy warned or not? 1 minute. If they didn't warn him, right? So maka adam amayumas. So even if he kills a person, he did it accidentally. Why would he get killed?
Let's say,
if you kill somebody accidentally, you don't get killed. Right? If you're not warned, that means you did it accidentally. So why would he get killed? Elipshita. So you must say, 1 second. The guy was warned, right? That he would get killed. So if that's the same case, Ibe Shabbos, so if the guy was warned, you know, you're talking this pasuk both warned? Yeah? So how can, then you can't say that if you kill an animal on Shabbos, you're going to have to pay. Because if you were warned, you're going to get killed for killing the animal. So then why would you pay? It can't, you know, the Gemara is just saying it can't be speaking on Shabbos. Because let's analyze it. The animal, you did it accidentally, so therefore you have to pay. So then, the same case would be the killing a person, you die? If you kill a person accidentally, you don't die. Right? So it can be accidental on Shabbos. Because again, whatever the case of animal is, that's the case of the person. If Maka Behema Yishalmena, we say, whether you pay for killing an animal, if you did it accidentally, then the part of a person says you get killed. You don't get killed if you did it accidentally. So obviously he can't be speaking accidentally or intentionally on Shabbos. It has to be speaking about the weekday. And then you say, you kill an animal, you pay. You kill a person accidentally, intentionally, you also don't pay. What?
Did you hear? Someone told me that, let's say you have mincha, right? And you see a fly coming and he's bobbing and this and that. You can't kill that fly because he may be there for a reason. He may need that mincha minion just to get out of being a fly and go upstairs. You ever hear that one?
No, it says during davening you're supposed to be concentrated on your prayer, not on the fly.
I know that, but he may be there for a reason that he may need to be there. So Hashem sent us a fly, so just to need that mincha minion.
No, that's not what it says.
You're absolutely right. You know, when I daven, there are ants over there, and I get distracted. So you wonder, I go the ant. I don't want to kill it, but you know, I mean.
No, you ever heard that you can't kill an animal because he may be there for a reason?
The reason why Hashem brings flies during davening, or aunts, or uncles, or whatever it is during davening, is to try to divert your mind from the prayer that you should daven and strengthen your davening, that the fly doesn't bother you.
You can't kill that plant. You can't kill it.
You shouldn't kill it. I'm not saying you shouldn't kill it.
Exterminators in this building?
Yeah. Okay. Next.
No answer to the garage.
Okay, now the Gemara says like this. So the Gemara's conclusion is that according to Chizki's opinion, is what he said before, that any time you commit a sin, that if you did it intentionally, you would get killed, you don't pay, even if you did it accidentally, where you're not going to get paid. Which means, if somebody desecrated Shabbos accidentally, and while he did it, he ripped your clothing, right? Or burnt down your house, whatever. The din is he doesn't have to pay. Even though he's not getting killed, but because it's a sin that if he did it intentionally, he would get killed. So even when you do it accidentally, you don't get killed. That's what Chizki said until now. Okay? Now, let's go right to the Gemara. Rabbi said before, there's an opinion of Rab Meir, okay, that even though there's a uniqueness, okay, let me just, again, just explain it again, because we didn't learn this for a while. There's monetary damages, and what's called in secular law punitive damages, knas, a fine, okay? For instance, was seducing the girls before, you know, you have to pay the 50 shekel, that's what the Gemara is coming back to now, is all a fine. Somebody steals something, a ganif, steals, they have to pay double. Paying double is a fine. Okay? So there's monetary damages, and there's a fine damage, fines. There's a lot of halachic differences between monetary damages and a fine damage. Okay? One is if you can collect it outside of Eretz Yisrael, number one. Number two, if a person admits the crime before he's caught. Let's say a guy steals something, yeah? And before the guy's caught, he comes to Beis Din and says, I'm sorry, I stole this, I'm sorry. So then he doesn't have to pay double. The fine is the double. The principle, that's monetary. Then you have to pay back. If I break your window, that's monetary damages. If I come to Beis Din and say, oh, Beis Din, by the way, I just broke the guy's window, you still have to pay. It's a monetary din. Rab Meir says, according to Rabba, that Rab Meir holds that when it comes to fines, not monetary, even if you get killed, you still pay the fine. Like knas. Okay? In other words, like the Gemara said before, a guy seduces his sister, he's going to get killed because adultery with your sister is incest. You're going to get killed. But the Gemara says if she's a virgin and you seduce her or you rape her, God forbid, you have to pay 50 shekel. That's a fine. So that Meir holds, even though you're going to get killed, the fine you pay. Monetary law, everybody says you don't pay. But Rav Meir says if it's a fine, is a uniqueness, the chiddush of the Torah. The Torah says you pay anyway.
Why would you have to get killed?
Because the guy had incest with his sister.
Oh, the sister.
He said he raped his sister or any other relative that he would be liable for death.
What about Kimei Rav Minei?
That's what I'm saying. Rav Meir holds this din of Kimle Rami that you only get the bigger punishment is only by monetary laws.
Not by knas.
That's what Rabbi said before in according to Rav Meir. That was Rabbi's opinion according to Rav Meir.
Even if he gets killed with the hand of Shamayim?
That's for sure. So even if Bezdin kills you, right, he's going to have to pay the fine. If somebody, God forbid, rapes his sister and he was warned and everything, or seduced, right? The seducer doesn't matter. He was warned. Bezdin kills him. No, a sister is Kodesh. But let's say a married woman, yeah? Bezdin's going to kill you.
What if you don't have the monetary means of paying the fine?
So then it's on the estate. It becomes a debt on the estate. There's no bankruptcy in Torah law. There's no getting out of debt in bankruptcy.
Your debt, how are you going to pay?
The estate, whatever money you have left over.
What if you're a poor individual?
So then the Gemara discusses if the kids have to pay it or not. If there's no money left in the estate, the kids don't have to pay it. But if there's money in the estate, then the estate, the obligation is on the estate. Now the kids are running the estate, so they have to pay it. Not from their own money, but from the estate money. Okay, now Amale Rapapa Labaya Rapapa Satabaya. No. Rabba the Amar Chidisho Shechidsh Tere Beknas. According to this, Rabba explains Rameir's ruling. Yeah? Basically, he says like this. What happened? What's the case over there? A thief steals an animal. Remember, if you steal an animal and you shecht it or sell it, you have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount? Mm-hmm. Okay? So what happens? A guy steals a cow on Shabbos, and on Shabbos he shechts it. Yeah? So the Chachamim hold, you don't have to pay the fine, because you're getting killed. Correct? You're going to get killed for shechting on Shabbos. Huh? But Rameir says, no, 4 or 5 times the amount is a fine, you have to pay the fine.
Punitive like the girl.
Yeah. It's called punitive. In the secular world, it's called punitive damages.
Like the girl story.
Yeah, the same thing. The world's going to come back to that in a second. So he says like this, according to Rameir that says, that the Torah says, by fine you have to pay, Mathnithin Kaman Mukamla. Who would he establish our Mishnah? Okay? Meaning, our Mishnah says, this is going back to the Gemara before, our Mishnah says, if you violate your sister, you pay the fine. You violate, the Mishnah Makkah says, you get whipped and you don't pay. That's what the Mishnah says in Malkah.
You pay the fine to?
Huh?
The sister, so if she's young, you pay the parents, if she's older?
If she's over bat mitzvah, she gets it. The under bat mitzvah, the father gets it, yeah. No, under 12 and a half. The father gets it, over 12 and a half, she gets it. Now, the question is like this. Who would our Mishnah go like? Our Mishnah says, our Mishnah says, you violate the sister, you pay the fine. He says, Iker Ameir, if it's according to the mayor, kasha bita, it's a difficult problem with the daughter. Why? Because, one second. It's going to be a problem with the daughter because the question is like this. Our Mishnah had this din. Remember, the Gemara says like this. You steal an animal on Shabbos and you shecht, you have to pay the fine. So Gemara asked the question, why should he pay the fine? If he's going to get killed, he should pay the fine. So Rabbi said, the mayor holds you have to pay the fine anyway. Yeah? That's what he said before. But, by Bitei, so the Gemara asked, why would he have to pay the fine if he's getting killed? Okay? Not Rabbi, according to the Shlokish. So it says, because somebody else shechted the animal. Remember when before in the Gemara?
Yeah.
The guy himself didn't shecht, he sent somebody else to shecht it. So he's not getting killed. Because he didn't do it, the guy did it. And therefore he's going to have to pay the fine. Yeah?
Ooh,
No, the guy who stole it. Because he had the guy shechted for it, slaughter it for him.
The guy who shechted it knew it was stolen.
So then for sure he's not allowed to.
He's not allowed to.
No, but he's going to get killed anyway for his killing on Shabbos.
I realize that. But if the guy who was shechting always also knew that it was a stolen animal.
He stole. He didn't steal it though. It's only the guy that stole it.
But he knew that it was stolen.
Doesn't matter. But he didn't steal it.
But he still shechted an animal that he knew was stolen.
Again, he wouldn't have to pay the fine.
All right.
Technically, it belongs to the guy who stole it.
Right.
But then you can fine.
Okay, now, then the problem is koshibite. Because if he violates his daughter, so he's doing it. You're not having an agent do it. If it's according to Rabbi Nachunya ben Kana, that it holds Rabbi Meir, can receive lashes and pay money, kasha chesei, because then the problem would be his sister. Because Rabbi Nachunya ben Kana holds that he's gonna get chorus. For committing, if you commit adultery with your sister, you get chorus. Right? Rabbi Nachunya ben Kana said before, if you get chorus, you also don't pay. Just think if Bezin kills you, you don't pay. When Hashem kills you, you also don't pay. If it's a contra Yitzchak that says that Chorus does not carry Malkut, I'll explain this whole thing in a second. Kasha Mamzeris, then a Mamzer is different. Okay, let's. This is good Gemara for Yeshiva Bochum that learned the whole day. Says like this. Amish said that if a guy seduces his daughter, okay, he pays the fine. Yeah, that's what Amish said. Correct? And there are a lot of different ways of learning that Mishnah. Okay? One way was, like Rav Meir, that yeah, you pay the fine, because a Chiddush, Rav Meir says, even though you get killed, you have to pay the fine. Right? Another way of learning it was Rav Nachunya ben Kana. He holds that a mayor can receive lashes and pay money for the same crime. So therefore, our Mishnah says, because you don't get, anybody that gets chorus gets Malkus anyway. The Mishnah says in Malkus that, let's say somebody did a sin where Beis Din doesn't kill you. God kills you. You know, you die early. Yeah? So then you get lashes anyway. That's what the Mishnah said. Now, if you get lashes, do you pay also? So Rabbi Meir holds, Rabbi Meir says that even when you get lashes, you pay money for the same crime. For instance, you own the pig. And I, not Shabbos, I come and eat your pig. I was warned. You're not allowed to eat pig. Yeah? And I ate your pig. I'm going to get lashes for eating chazer. You get malchus. Do you pay or not? So the mayor before in the Gemara says, Laika u'mishalim. You get whipped and you pay. Right? Now, if a guy seduced his sister, the punishment is karis. President doesn't kill you. God kills you. But you have to get Malkus.
What is chorus?
You die before 50 or 60. Oh. It doesn't apply today. Today people are doing a lot of sins and living very long, good lives. So Dal Treb is talking about in Tanya these days.
Good lives. Huh? Living in hell? No,
okay. They think they're living in good lives. Yeah? So, Rav Nachunya ben Kana says, you can, like, according to Rav Meir, that according to Rav Meir, you can get lashes and pay money. So therefore, our Mishnah says, that if you seduce your sister, you pay a fine, and the Mishnah Malka says you just get lashes, right? Because our Mishnah goes like Rab Meir, who says you get lashes and pay. Okay? But according to that, it would be difficult if that doesn't make sense, because it says by your sister, right? By your sister, you would pay the fine. So the violator pays a sign, even though he's going to get lashes. Could be a contra b'nuchunim ben akana. But the problem would be by his sister. Why? Because he's going to be getting charis, and if you get charis, you don't pay. You know, the b'nuchunim ben akana said, like this, if you get charis, you don't pay. Right? Now, if somebody lives with his sister, he's going to get charis. So then he wouldn't have to pay the fine. And our Mishnah says, if you seduce your sister, you do pay a fine. You do pay a fine.
A virgin sister.
Virgin sister. Yeah. But according to the Mechunim ben Akana, if you get charis, you don't pay a fine.
So what exactly do you get? I don't understand.
You pay the fine.
So you get paid the fine, right, and you get charis?
Right.
So the final conclusion is both, or one or the other?
Our Mishnah said, at the beginning of this chapter, it was a long time ago, the Mishnah at the beginning of the chapter says, here, if you have relations with a mamzeris, you seduce them, yeah? Nesikusius, okay. Then it says, those girls, you have to pay a fine. Okay? Then it says, if a guy seduces his sister, his father's sister, his mother's sister, the sister of his wife, sister of his brother, he says, yesh lehem knas, they get fined. All these people get a fine. Okay? That's what the Mishnah says. You have relations with your sister, you're going to have to pay a fine. You have relations with a mamzeres, you're going to get a fine. You have to pay the fine. Correct? The problem is, the Mishnah Makis says that you only get lashes and you don't pay the fine. Okay? Our Mishnah says, you pay the fine. Mishnah Makif says, the same Mishnah, the same din, says, you get Malkus, you don't pay the fine. Okay? So now the Gemara is going to try to figure out that if you hold, according to Rabbah, that even when you get punished, you pay a fine, according to Rabbi Meir, because a fine is a unique din. Okay? Let's figure out our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you pay a fine if you seduce the girl. Okay? So now, if according to Rabbi Meir, there's a problem because your daughter, okay, according to Rabbi Meir, you shouldn't have to pay the fine.
Because it's your own daughter? That is
amazing. No, because you're going to get killed.
But I thought that you would get killed and pay a fine. If it's your sister, you would get killed and get a fine. But if it's your daughter, you would only get killed and you don't have to pay a fine.
Daughter is not in court, right? Court for your daughter, right?
Okay, the next Mishnah about daughter.
I think that would be more punitive if the father were to abuse their daughter than a brother abusing their sister. No?
Here. If you seduce your daughter,
correct,
the Mishnah says the next, we didn't learn it yet. Mm-hmm. Then, because you're going to get killed,
correct, by court,
so then you're not going to get fined.
So what's the difference between killed and killed by court? Can you kind of clarify that?
Between
Karet is when God kills you. But killed is when the courts kill you. When the courts kill you, you get killed. That's it. If
the
way. One is, the courts kill you immediately.
Correct.
If God kills you, he has time. Whenever he's in the mood, he kills you. You die under 50 or 60.
Possible to do tshuva for that?
Then you could do tshuva also. When the courts kill you, you can't do tshuva. No, there's another practical difference. You could be a 25-year-old, yeah?
Right.
If the courts kill you, they're going to kill you on that day. If God is killing you, you might live until 50.
But then you're going to get killed. So you're talking about physical death and not spiritual.
No, this is physical death. God kills you physically.
Spiritual death in these situations.
We're not talking about spiritual death in these cases.
However, we just finished by saying a lot of people nowadays
get away with it. Because they all do tshuva. They're such holy people. No. No, come Sunday morning to the Gemara Sanhedrin. No.
Sunday morning?
That's when the other people go. That's when they keep Shabbos. The other
Sunday
people.
Morning?
Sunday morning is when the other people keep Shabbos.
Now, is this oral law correct? Rabbi Shishman? Correct. Now, is this oral law also pertinent to Sephardic Jews, or is it just for Ashkenazi?
There were no Ashkenazi Jews.
What?
Everybody was Sephardic at this time.
Everyone who wrote this was Sephardic. All right.
Rabbi didn't hear that.
No, I'm serious. Because if it's oral law, if it misses one or two generations, then was it written down at the time that it was given? Or is it just handed down verbally?
Maybe you should go to yeshiva. You'll learn to
speak. 1 minute.
I should.
You should go to yeshiva.
Oh, 1 minute. The question is like this. Let's take it. Hello. Stop. According to Rabba, according to Rabba, even when Beis Din kills you, fines you pay. Rabba according to Rameir. Rabba was the one that said Rameir holds it. That even normally when you get killed, you don't pay monetary damages. Correct? If I kill your animal on Shabbos, okay, not stealing. You just kill your animal on Shabbos because I get killed. I'm not going to pay monetary damages. But Rabbi said, according to the mayor, you pay a fine. Yes? Now, the next Mishnah says, if a guy seduces his own daughter, where Beis Din kills you, you don't have to pay the fine. Because you get killed, you don't pay the fine. But that's not what Rameh holds, according to Rabba. According to Rabba, you get killed, and the fine you pay anyway. Right? So our mission, the next mission, can't go according to Rabba. Because Rabba holds, Rameh says, fines you pay regardless. The whole law, kim lebed rabbinay, that you only get the bigger punishment, not the financial one, doesn't apply to fines. Correct? So that would be a problem. If according to Rabbi Nachum ben Akana says that somebody, according to Rabbi Meir, that one can get lashes and pay money, okay, then kasha chaysi, then the sister story is difficult. Why? Because when he gets lashes, he doesn't get out of the fine. But, right? So then, why is the Mishnah saying that he doesn't get the fine? Our Mishnah said, yeah, but according to Rabbi Nachum ben Akana, our Mishnah says, when you seduce your sister, you have to pay a fine. You have to pay a fine, but you're going to get karis. But because Beis Din doesn't kill you, the Mishnah said, right? Only Beis Din kills you, but if karis, you have to pay the fine. But according to Rabbi Nachum ben Akana, Even Karis gets you out of paying a fine. According to Rabbi Nachunim ben Akana, if a guy did a sin of Karis, he doesn't pay a fine. Our Mishnah says, you seduce your sister, which is Karis, you still pay the fine. You still pay the fine. That can't be according to Nachunim ben Akana. Because according to Rabbi Nachunim ben Akana, if you get Karis, you don't pay a fine. Right? So somebody seduces his sister with the punishment as Karis, he shouldn't have to pay the fine. But our Mishnah says he does pay the fine. So that's a problem.
I'm getting mixed daughter and sister. What is the punishment by daughter and sister?
Punishment of daughter is Beis Din kills you.
Okay, and the sister is?
Karis.
But both, by both of them, Knas, you pay or no?
Well, it depends. According to Rabbi Meir, all cases you pay Knas. So the question is, if the Mishnah is going according to Rav Meir that you pay Knas, why does the next Mishnah say that if you seduce your daughter, because you get killed, you don't pay Knas? According to Rav Meir, you do pay Knas. Okay? That's number one. Then, what's another opinion? Nechunah ben Akana. What does our Mishnah say? What's the problem with that? According to Rav Nechunah ben Akana, if you get Karis, you don't pay a fine. Okay? Just say Beis Din kills you, you don't pay a fine. If God kills you, you don't pay a fine. Yeah, that's what Nechunah ben Akana holds. Our Mishnah says, you seduce your sister, which is Karis, you do pay a fine. Nechunah ben Akana holds, if it's Karis, you don't pay a fine. Correct? So the Mishnah can't go like him either. Correct?
Yeah.
Then, Ik Rab Yitzchak, according to Rab Yitzchak, who argues with the Mishnah Malkus, and he says that when you get Karis, you do not get Malkus. Again, there's an... I don't know what's going on. Lamed Hey Amid Bey, Lamed Hey, 35B2. So now the question is like this. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, we said before that according to the halacha, anybody who gets Karis gets Malkus. Right? So therefore, if you get Malkus, you don't pay. No, according to the mayor, I'm sorry, according to the mayor, you do pay. But the question is over here like this. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, he says that anytime there's Karis, you don't get Malkus. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody says, if you live with a mamzeres, there's no capital punishment. It's only a negative commandment. Certain forbidden relations, like occurring with a divorcee, yeah? It's not capital punishment. It's only a negative commandment. A mamzer, somebody lives with a mamzer, it's only a negative commandment. Correct? So then the question is, kashi mamzeres. Because the Mishnah says, our Mishnah says, that if you have live with a mamzeres, you pay a fine. Right? But according to Rabbi Yitzchok, you shouldn't have to pay a fine. Here it says. Karis ben does not carry lashes. Photocopies, these are not subject to lashes. Nor Rabbi Yitzchok called it from Chunim HaKonah, the Karis itself. Okay, so according to Rabbi Yitzchok, yeah, none of these people, if you get Karis, if you get Karis, you don't get lashes. Even if you get Karis, you don't get lashes. So the question is, then what would be the mamzeres? Our Torah says, our Mishnah says the mamzeres, if you seduce a mamzeres, you're going to have to pay a fine, yeah? But according to Rabbi Yitzchok, you shouldn't.
Because there is no Karis.
Huh?
Because there is no Karis.
Right, because there's only Malkus. And if you get Malkus, you don't pay. So, and then he says, So if you have Rabbi Yochanan that said before that only when you actually get Malkus you don't pay money, but if you did it accidentally, then you do pay money, so everything would be good. The Gemara is trying to figure out who does our Mishnah go like with all these guys, because there's a problem with each one of them, according to Rabbi's opinion. See, if you hold it, the Gemara is going to conclude now, Rabbi Yochanan, like, he can answer like Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said, is forbidden on pain of lashes when the one who was not warned. See, Rabbi Yochanan said before the Mishnah, you know why you pay a fine? You know why you pay a fine? He wasn't warned. So he didn't get fined. He doesn't get lashes. He doesn't get lashes. But if you get lashes, the Gemara says then you don't pay. Right? If you get lashes, you don't pay.
What if you're unaware that this individual is a mamzer?
So that's called accidental.
I thought only cars come by the court, you don't pay.
See, there's so many different opinions over here like this. Everybody agrees. If Beis Din kills you, you don't pay. Except Rabba said, according to Rabbi Meir, that fines you pay anyway. Okay? Now, one opinion says, if you get Karis, you pay a fine. Because Beis Din's not killing you. That's what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says, if you seduce your sister, you have to pay a fine, even though you're getting Karis, but Beis Din's not killing you. Correct? So therefore, our Mishnah says that when there's a sin of Karis, you have to pay the fine. Because Beis Din's not killing you. Then Nechuni ben Akana holds, if you get Karis, you don't pay a fine. Okay? Then, the Chachamim hold, if you get lashes, you don't pay. Rav Meir says, you get lashes and do pay. So in each one of these opinions, there's a problem in the Mishnah. For instance, the next Mishnah says, you seduce your daughter, there's no fine. Because you get killed. Right? But the question is, according to Rav Meir, you would have to pay a fine according to Rabba. Right? According to Nechuni ben Akana, it's a problem of our Mishnah. Because Nechuni ben Akana says, if you get Karis, you don't pay fines. Our Mishnah says, by your sister, you do pay a fine.
Maybe with the daughter's exception, because it explicitly says in the Torah.
No, it doesn't say if you seduce your daughter. It says you seduce a girl. It doesn't say your daughter.
So the daughter's a girl.
Yeah, but maybe it refers to a different girl that you don't get killed for.
Find out, we want to know who is our Mishnah going to, right?
Right. So Gemara says it can only go according to Rabbi Yochanan, by the way, who said before, that only one who is actually getting lashes doesn't pay. But if you weren't warned, nothing in fact, if you weren't warned, then you don't get lashes, then you do pay. Huh? No, Rabbi Yochanan said before, the Gemara says like this, you get lashes, you don't pay. What happens though if you don't get lashes? Because you did it accidentally. Rabbi Yochanan says, then you do pay. So our Mishnah can make sense. He wasn't warned, so it was accidental, and he doesn't get lashes, and therefore he has to pay.
If you hold it was on Shabbos.
No, that was only about that.
But why do you say our Mishnah? I don't understand.
No, this our Mishnah, our tractate versus a Mishnah, a different tractate that contradicts it. We're just trying to figure it out.